Snow will be exiting out of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota this morning, and we will see relatively quiet weather for about 24 hours, and then a new disturbance will likely bring a chance for more snow to southeastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner. We do expect the snow that occurred yesterday to linger just a little while longer, but for the most part, the precipitation will be ending soon, and a trace of additional snow is possible. For the most part, this event will be followed by a relatively tranquil day today. A little weak high-pressure system will settle into North Dakota and will help to clear out the skies in some locations, but not everybody. A new developing low-pressure center overnight tonight in Colorado and western Kansas will begin to spread precipitation up across Nebraska during the morning tomorrow, and some of that will likely reach into the badlands of South Dakota by the time we get into the early morning tomorrow. Now, during the day tomorrow, the snow will spread across the southeast corner of South Dakota into southern Minnesota, and we'll probably see a little bit of that precipitation reach into central parts of Minnesota as well. The precipitation is going to be relatively brief. By the time we get to Thursday afternoon, the precipitation will be over. But we do expect a narrow band of accumulating snow. It'll be very significant in Nebraska and parts of Iowa, but for our area, only the southeast corner of South Dakota will likely see significant amounts of accumulation. We might see some areas, a few counties, picking up on 4 to 8 inches. But that will be mostly in the Yankton to Sioux Falls area, and everybody to the north will see much lighter amounts, a dusting upwards to an inch or two. The same will be true for the southwestern interior portions of Minnesota. But you get a little deeper into the south central and southeast part of that state, and you'll see some greater amounts of snowfall there too, especially near the Iowa border, where 4 to 8 inches of snow may also occur. Well, after that system passes, we'll be back into the quiet once again. If you're in the central portions of the Dakotas, or even northern Minnesota and northeastern North Dakota, you're not going to be seeing much precipitation for a while. It'll be relatively tranquil for a bit. We do expect the temperatures to be seasonable to slightly warmer by us for a while. A lot of daily highs in the teens and 20s coming up over this week. We'll look for nighttime lows in the single digits and teens for the most part. There could be a couple of sub-zero readings, but not likely to be very common. And temperatures may warm up just a little bit better as we get to the end of the week, going into the weekend with 20s and even some lower 30s expected. I see no major storm systems coming in, but keep a close eye on that Nebraska-Iowa event coming up tomorrow. That could be a very significant event into Thursday. If you're traveling in that direction, use some caution. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.